some artists lose inspiration or relevance or their fans as time goes by. But that is not the case with John Prine. The songs he wrote half a century ago are still with us.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old.
Today, Prine is releasing his first album of new material in 13 years to an audience that spans generations. It's called The Tree of Forgiveness. Julie Height of member station WPLN has this profile.
John Prine never really liked his singing voice.
The only reason I figured out that I didn't like my old records to listen to them was I could hear how nervous I was and how uncomfortable I was, and who would want to sit around and listen to yourself being uncomfortable?
Prine didn't gradually age into this gravelly timbre. He underwent treatment for neck cancer in the mid-1990s, but he's made peace with the results.
I think I've finally, after 72 years, gotten used to my voice, and it sounds like a friend now instead of an enemy. Yeah, it sounds like that old guy down the street that doesn't chase you out of his apple tree.
I live down deep inside my head, where long ago I made my bed. I get my mail in Tennessee. My wife, my dog, and my family.
This is one of the songs from Prine's new album. Over the years, he jotted down pieces and parts of tunes on yellow legal pads, finally finishing several of them at a downtown Nashville hotel last summer.
Let me take a shortcut through here to see if any of the bellmen remember me.
Anyone who'd been there when Prine arrived for his week-long stay would have reason to remember.
I looked like Howard Hughes checking in. I had like 12 boxes and four guitars and a ukulele. And it's kind of weird.
Prine has a perfectly nice house in Nashville, but his wife and manager Fiona Whalen Prine and son and label head Jody Whalen decided the singer-songwriter would be more productive if they booked him a suite.
They know this, that I work better out of a hotel after 45 years on the road.
There was a time in the late 60s when Prine got some of his best writing done while delivering mail in Chicago. It didn't occur to him that other people would like the funny little songs he came up with, but Sam Stone, Paradise, and Hello in There long ago became folk country classics.
You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there, hello.
Those songs have had a profound influence on songwriters half his age, Jason Isbell among them. Isbell grew up with Prine's albums and insists that it's still a big deal to him to share the stage with the elder artist.
I love hearing him sing still. You know, I still can't really listen to Hello in There without cracking up, you know, and getting a tear. And it still happens every time, and it's been probably 100 times that I've heard him play it live now, you know.
Me and Loretta, we don't talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen.
Isbell and Prine both live in Nashville. Prine was making his home there by the early 80s, where he started his own independent label and got accustomed to a footloose lifestyle. But his outlook changed pretty drastically when he married for a third time and became a family man.
I thought I was grounded. I thought from my kind of blue-collar outlook on life that I would call myself a grounded person. I was like a balloon flying around in the air. And as soon as our first child was born, boom, my feet came right down to the ground. And I found out that I knew a lot about songwriting, but not a lot about anything else. Everything else, I just kind of used my imagination.
Prine contemplated retirement after he lost his manager and friend of 43 years, the late Al Bonetta, but instead decided to put his son Jody and wife Fiona in charge of the business.
I'm wife, and I'm very protective of his time and of making sure that he gets his rest. And then I'm also his manager, and I'm pushing him. You know, no, John, I really think we need to do this. And so that can be difficult, but I think we do okay. The fact we've been together so long, I think helps. You know, we're not afraid of each other at this point.
I once had a family, but they up and left me with nothing but an 8-track, another side of George Jones. I was in high cotton, just a banging on my 6-string.
kicking at the trash can, walking skin and bone.
Son Jody says they resorted to gentle trickery to get Prime back in the studio. They'd sort of spring it on him that the sessions were already booked, and that gave him the nudge he needed.
Yeah, it happened to work out twice in a row where we said, let's do a couple of songs and see how it goes, and it ended up being great.
The whole family accompanied Prime to the studio some days. His grandson even made it onto a track titled When I Get to Heaven.
That's him giggling. He's giggling because his dad is chasing him around the room. And if you listen real carefully, you can hear Jody go, don't break anything expensive, he says to her.
Then as God is my witness, I'm getting back into show business.
That was going on while we were cutting that song. We had such a good cut that we didn't want to take it off there. To hear a kid, a baby giggling when you're talking about heaven, it all kind of made sense, you know.
Because then I'm going to get a cocktail. Vodka and ginger ale. Yeah, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette that's 9 miles long. I'm gonna kiss that pretty girl on the tilt-a-whirl. Yeah, this old man is going to town.
Leave it to John Prine to envision a heaven where he could resume his favorite bad habits. Somber meditations on mortality just aren't his style.
My sense of humor saved me more than a couple of times in my life. If I can make myself laugh about something that I should be crying about, that's pretty good.
He's not kidding. For NPR News, I'm Julie Height in Nashville.
When far across the prairie, in the local cemetery, they already got your name carved out in stone. When all them nurses say,